Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Yeah, I am your host tonight, Pastor Constance Whitehurst, and you have tuned in to the Seasons of Purpose Queen Talk radio broadcast. It is a program for women where we discuss 21st century women's topics from a biblical perspective, and we welcome you, and we're excited tonight because we have a special guest that is returning back to the Queen Talk radio broadcast microphone, and that is none other than naturopathic Dr. Justina Owani. She has been a part of the Queen Talk radio broadcast and a supporter of New Season Ministries for some time now. And we just thank God for her presence with us tonight. We have a special topic that we want to talk about, and that is health and detoxification, the importance of detoxification as a part of your optimal health. But before we get started, we like to usher in the presence of the Lord with just a song of praise, because everything we do, even with our Queen Talk broadcast, everything that we do, we want to be able to give God all the praise. So listen and be blessed. Do you know who you are in the Lord? Well, Sanat says, "I know who I am." Listen and be blessed.
Lift up your voice, so you know who you are.
offer to show His excellence. Hey, all I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation. We've been called for to show His excellence. All I require for life, God has given me, for I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what He says I am, where He says I'm at. I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what He says I am, where He says I'm at. I know who I am. I'm working in power. I'm working in
I am. I know who I am. I know who God.
Praise God. Do you know who you are? Praise God. The word of God says that you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. That which God has called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Oh, welcome, my dear sisters. Welcome, queens. You are beautiful, fearfully and wonderfully made, a daughter of the Most High God and a queen in his kingdom. So we give God all the praise tonight, and we again thank you for tuning in. Let us go to the throne of grace, and then we're going to move forward with our program. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for every woman that has tuned in to this program tonight. We thank you if there are some men and your sons on the line as well, Father. We ask that you bless everyone that has tuned in, bless this program. Bless and thank God for Dr. Justina Awani as she comes to share information regarding our health and wholeness. And we thank God and let your word, Father, go forth and not return void, but accomplish that for which it has been sent and purposed to accomplish, because you have declared in your word that it is your will that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. And we give you, Lord, all the praise, honor, and glory. And everyone agree, shout with me, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Well, as I shared with you at the onset of the program, thank God we have Dr. Justina Awani that is back in the house with us tonight, praise God, and on the detoxification process and the importance of detoxing our bodies, praise the Lord. So we thank God for her. She may be running a little bit behind this evening because also she is the owner and proprietor of Nature We Belong Natural Foods. And so if in fact that she is, I see she's still trying to connect with us right now and connect with me. So if she is, if you are, Sister Justina, and you can hear me, that's okay. Just sign in when you have a moment. But I wanted to share with our audience. You may wonder, where is the connection between health and the Bible? What does the Bible have to say about your health? And specifically, as we're talking about the topic tonight of detoxification. Well, guess what? The Word of God has to say about every element of our lives. Every element of our lives. And certainly, as I shared with you, God wants us to be healthy. He wants us to be healthy. He wants us to be healed, and he wants us to be whole. Guess what? Also, the Word of God shares with us that if you are a child of the Most High God, then your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. And so therefore, we want to know how to keep our bodies healthy, whole, cleansed, and a place worthy of the Holy Spirit to dwell within. And so also, I wanted to share this scripture that specifically talks about cleansing the body. And when the Bible speaks of cleansing the body, guess what it's speaking about? It's speaking about removing any toxins, i.e. detoxification of your body. 2 Corinthians 7:1 says this, since we have these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of the body and spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God. Let us cleanse ourselves. That sounds like detoxification to me, removing anything that defiles the body. And also, too, anything that defiles the spirit. And so we're going to go ahead and begin to discuss and open up our discussion with Sister Justina Awani. Praise God. I'm going to bring her into the studio. As I shared with you from the onset, she is a naturopathic doctor. She is the owner and proprietor of Nature We Belong Natural Foods. If you are in the Atlanta area, her business is located at 6330 Lawrenceville Highway, Suite A3 in Lilburn, Georgia. That's in Lilburn, Georgia. Actually, that's near Tucker. And she can be reached at 71-4633. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and bring my dear sister in Christ and my friend, praise God, my naturopathic doctor as well, Dr. Justina Awani. Sister Justina, can you hear me?
Yes, please.
Amen, amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Praise God for you. And I have you live into the studio. We're going to go ahead and begin with our program. And I have this set up tonight in the form of questions that I thought that our audience would may be interested in, and certainly those things, again, that will help to identify and talk and share more information regarding the importance of health detoxification in our health. So, Sister Justina, tell me, what actually is, we hear so much about detoxification. You need to detox your body. You need to detox. What is detox? What does that mean, and detoxification?
Detox means clean the body inside out. Because this is where God's spirit dwells. And I like to make it simple by saying that sometimes we will hire cleaning company to clean our house. When you do that, you are detoxing the house so that you can get rid of dust and unwanted dirt that you don't want it in your house. You want to live in a very clean environment. So this is the same thing we apply to inside of our bodies where we put everything in, but we don't go in there.
Mm-hmm.
So detoxing bring you good health. Like we're talking about the COVID. There are some people that did not experience that. Those people, they might be detoxing maybe once a month, every 2 months, every 3 months, every 6 months. It depends on how you eat, what you eat, what you. This is how the detoxification goes. The more you detox, depending on your diet, the more healthy you will be. If you eat a lot of meat, meat, you need to detox once a week, because all the meat you are eating, everything is non-digesting. Undigested meat, it comes out as a mucus. That's why everybody walking around with mucus in this country, because we eat chicken, the breakfast is chicken, snacks is chicken, lunch is chicken, snacks is chicken, dinner is chicken. That's too much flesh. So you eating it like this, people are not drinking enough water even to flush it down. So if you are in this kind of category, then you will have to find you cinnamon leaves. That's what they're chanting for you, so weight loss. Get that cinnamon leaf wherever you find it, in the tea or whatever it is, get it. After you eat your meat, make sure you drink hot cup of that every night or every morning to flush the rest of the protein that they're not digest in your body. So detoxing means clean all the unwanted food that never go, that your body was not able to break it down. When your body cannot break it down, it becomes a waste. It becomes a toxin in your body. You don't want to live with that. You want to clean it up so you can get a better health.
Amen. Very good. Thank you for elaborating on that, because, yes, it is so important, especially those that eat lots of meat, regardless of the type of meat, but that meat does not always properly digest. And so because it doesn't digest, then it is not expelled from our body. And it begins to, if you take, and you imagine just taking a piece of meat and just leaving it out in about 90 plus degrees temperature, raw meat or meat, and just watching what happens, that meat will begin to mold, decompose. And that's what happens on the inside of our body of undigested food and undigested meat. And that is so why it is so important that we be purposeful in detoxing and cleansing our body. Sister Justina mentioned senna, S-E-N-N-A, S-E-N-N-A, senna leaves. And senna leaves can make a tea from that, as she shared. And if you're a meat eater and is certainly eating meat on a regular basis, use senna leaves to help to detox and expel those toxins from your body. So answer my next question about, and you alluded to it, of what is the purpose and how does detoxification benefit one's body? If you are an adult, Sister Justina, an adult, and maybe you have not detoxed in the past, that you have now got, a person has gotten to be an adult, and they did not know that there was a need to detox their body. They may, you know, have be regular and have expulsion of bowel movements on a regular basis, but maybe they didn't know that they needed to have to detox. What would you say to that person? And then how would they go about beginning to prepare their bodies for the detoxification process? And is there, what herbs is that senna as well? Or are there other herbs that they would need to use?
Yeah, senna will expel anything out of the human body. This question, we will explain it in many different ways. Toxins, if you've been living with it for a very long time, it becomes part of your body system. So if you decide to clean it, clean it. If you decide not to clean it, don't bother with it, because you've been living with it for over 50, 15 years. So it becomes part of your body family. But if you don't clean that up, getting to the late age in life, it can be a problem. Most of the pancreatic cancer, most of the colon cancer, most of the joint pain, the headache, the confusion, even Alzheimer, all of these things, we will look at it and turn that into cleaning if you don't clean your body. So if you want to clean your body and you have not cleaned your body at all in your lifetime, and you make up your mind to do it, you don't want to do it fast, because your body has lived without dirt for a very long time. So you slowly do it. So in the case where you're supposed to be taking 8 ounces of senna leaves a day, you want to do 4 ounces every other 2 days in a week. Once again, it's like a, when doctor put you on the pill for a long time, they want to wean you out of it. Sometimes people die from it. So this is the same thing with detoxing toxins from your blood. So you slowly do it for a very long time, and you will get a better result, and your body will not break down.
Times, you know, there are those that may think that, okay, I need to get this out of my system quickly, or I'm trying to wait in preparation of a particular event. And so let me go ahead and drink, you know, a senna throughout the course of maybe 2 days time period, or let me take a laxative to get these, again, this extra food out of my body and the weight off. That's not good. As Sister Justina shared, you did not build up these toxins overnight. It was over a period of time. And so it's going to take time for them to be expelled for your from your body.
Mm-hmm.
So it's better to do it gradually and over a set period of time. Sister Justina, tell me, you said you were sharing about how often one should detox depending upon the food that they eat. If there are a lot of meat eaters, what about a person that may be a vegetarian and that eats, you know, fruits and vegetables on a regular basis? And they don't eat meat. Is there a need for them at any point to detox?
Of course, yeah, because they eat carbohydrates.
Mm-hmm.
Rice, bread, pasta. Every fruit
yes.
and vegetable contains 1%, 2%, 3%, 4%, 5% of carbohydrates. So carbs, everybody's body does not digest carbs. No.
Mm.
So if it's not going to go down, it will sit down somewhere there. So it's necessary that those kind of people, they can do that once a month, depending on how much they are eating. Because some people think that this is, I'm a vegan, so they sit there and eat 5-6 pounds of carbs or whatever. That's a lot of carbs going to one human body out of one sitting period. So when you put all these inside there, you want to be full on the table. That is not the way God intended for man to eat. When you eat, you do not get full until after 20 minutes. When you get full on the dinner table and say, I'm full, I'm leaving the food, it means that you are overeating. So sitting down to eat all this much starch, it's just like you're stuffing something in a bottle that even though the bottle is telling you that there are no more space for nothing to come in here, but you continue to try to push stuff in there to see how it will get full. So this is, when you overeat, this is exactly how it looks like in your body. You're stuffing your intestinal system with there's no more room in there. So 20 minutes come, when 20 minutes come for body to let you know that you are not full, sometimes some people end up vomiting. Some people say, oh, I don't feel good. My stomach hurts. And this is because you ate more than you needed to eat at this particular food giving time. So in this, yes, vegan need to detox.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good. Thank you for clarifying that. Well, speaking of those that detox, is there a different process of detoxification for women versus men?
In the detoxing process, there are 3 stages of detoxing. There are general stages where people can just detox using the tina leaves or cilantro or dandelions. You got to combine it with this. Now, that's a general one. But a man who is impotent wants to detox. Whoever he went to, they will have to infuse whatever herbs is needed to give them some energy into the lactate part of it to clean the entire system so they can have energy to do what it needs to do. Women who are infertile and they're looking for baby, you will have to look for fertility herbs and infuse it into lactate herbs to clean them up so that the area can open for them to be able to conceive.
Okay. Fertility herbs for women that are trying to become pregnant. And then if there are men that deal with impotence, there are certain herbs that they would be able to use as well to help to detox and cleanse their body and make their body stronger, correct? Okay, now I heard you say regarding the herbs for the women and fertility herbs, are there any specific herbs for the men to address impotence?
Of course, yes. Men got different herbs and women got different herbs depending on what they are looking for. Again, man that is impotent, they are herb that they need to in order to get energy. Woman that is infertile, of course, yes.
Okay, what are there any that you could share with us for anyone that may be out there that may be women that may be of childbearing age and they're looking for some fertility herbs or even that they may want to share with their daughters this information?
Well, maca, a lot of people use, many people use that for impotency and infertility. Any herb that gives energy, it should be able to do that work. All they're looking for is the man need energy, the woman need energy. Without energy, fertilization cannot take place. Without energy, man is not able to function as man. It all requires energy. That's it.
Okay. All right. We talked about men and women. How early should one start detoxing? Is it children? Can they detox? Or should a parent think about, you know, if a child has been eating a certain food items over a period of time, is it okay to provide something to help even a child to detox their body?
It depends on the age. Two-year-old don't need to be detoxed because their digestive enzyme is very active. Anything they eat, they run through there. So,
all right.
12 years old, it depends what the 12 years old is eating.
Okay.
And so something, what is given to children, it cannot equal the strength of what is given to adults.
Okay.
So in the children is a less strength, adult is a more strength.
Okay. So maybe start around 12 years old, you said?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
How important?
So 12 years old in this country here, I think they're getting cod liver oil.
Cod liver
something
oil.
Like that.
Yes.
That's what some parents do to their children.
Mhm. Mhm.
Yeah, but in this particular question, it depends on the parents what they need to do for their children to get well.
Okay, and what the child has been eating as well.
That's correct.
Okay, because I remember as a child, my mother lining all of us up each morning with the cod liver oil bottle to help us to stay regular and help us to move on a regular basis. And so, yes, even back then, excuse me, making sure that you keep your system cleansed, he would do that so that we stayed healthy. Yes, we did. Terrible tasting, but we did stay healthy. Yes. Last question, and then I'm going to go ahead and open the lines up for our audience to ask questions if they have. How important is the detoxification process to maintaining a healthy immune system? I heard that you were talked about COVID and everyone, we are familiar with those that, you know, became certainly ill during that time. We're getting ready to go into the winter season where, you know, viruses are prevalent. How important is it for detoxification in the process of having a healthy immune system?
Detox will, it's like a, you take your car to the mechanic and say you want your car to be tuned up. So that's in the human sense, we call that detox.
Okay.
So you combine different herbs to clean the entire body, the white blood cell, the red blood cell, the joints, the every other organs in the body, when we are detoxing, it needs to be addressed so that by you addressing all of the organs and cleaning it up, it like a, you take your car to the mechanic to do some tune-up, they're going to say, okay, this, we need to change this spot plug, we need to change it, we need to change it, we need to change it. Then they go and buy some new stuff and took all the old wine out and put all the new wine in. So when you detox, that's what happened to your body. The herbs that you are using are going to take all the unwanted waste that have been sitting in your body for over 50, 60 years. It will clean all of that out, and your body becomes new and brain with more energy. You'll be very alert. You will sleep well. You will communicate with your body well and with other people well. So detox actually is like reviving your body.
Amen. 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 Thank you. I noticed as you were sharing that information, and you've alluded to it more than once, that detox not only impacts us physically, but it also has a direct correlation with our mental health as well. And so that's so vitally important to know. And then even, this is for another show, but it also, or another program, but it also impacts you spiritually. And so detoxification and cleansing the toxins out of your system and that which defiles you has a direct impact, not only physically, but mentally and spiritually as well. Well, we thank you so much. I'm going to go ahead and provide our audience an opportunity to ask any questions that you may have regarding health and detoxification to Sister Justina. Here is your opportunity. I shared with her earlier this evening that this information or this type of information in a conference would cost many hundreds of dollars. But she has so graced us to come on the line and provide this information free of charge because that's the kind of heart that she has. She wants to be able to get the information out because she sees her business and her ability to get out the word about health and wholeness and healing as a ministry as well, to be able to help to assist people and also specifically in full of God. So here's your opportunity. If you have a question, go ahead and press 1 on your keypad. We would like to dispatch you into the studio. Caller number 4295, Associate Pastor Gretchen Manley. Go right ahead, please.
Good evening, good evening. God bless you both. How y'all doing tonight?
We are doing great.
Wonderful. Dr. Imani, every time you come on, I am so blessed, and I feel the Holy Spirit just be convicting me to live better, do better. So I am so glad you are part of this ministry where I can get information. Thank you for the Spirit of God that rests upon you. My question for you tonight is concerning prebiotics. I've heard a lot about prebiotics are important for us to have good gut health, to eat the good bacteria in our stomachs, and that will help us have a healthy gut, and a healthy gut has a healthy life. My first part of my question is, what foods can I eat to have that those prebiotics have a good gut health, and how long would you say that I need to detox? I've heard people say from 3 to 10 days. So in your opinion, what would be a good length of time for a detox and foods that are high in prebiotics for good gut health? Thank you.
You mean probiotic or prebiotic?
I'm sorry, prebiotics. You're right, prebiotics.
Okay, prebiotics. When we talk about this, the Eskimo, they don't eat no meat at all, but they eat a lot of fermented stuff. And what is in there is the digestive enzyme is alive. So when you eat those kind of things, your body do not metabolize that. This is seen as raw food with living enzyme. In other words, they are telling you about living enzyme that will break your food down instead of your pancreas breaking it down.
Amen. Okay.
Detoxing. It depends on what are you eating, how you are living, what condition. It depends on where you are in life, especially in your diet. It's a lot of information out here that is misleading people sometimes. Somebody who had meat or chicken or flesh as a whole, but they detox at least once a month, two times a month. They cannot do that 10 days. No. 10 days detox, I would recommend people that are overweight to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Not somebody who is less than 200 pounds. You can do that because sometimes what happens, somebody detoxed up today in the online. Some people take it, they had a lot of problems with their stomach. I can remember two people from taking them the way they are telling them to take them. If I make detox use, but I tell people, I need you to be in touch with me when you are taking this. And I tell them, I will look at the size. And the question is, when was the last time you detox? What is your regular diet? I had to ask all the questions for me to know how much you can take. So 10-day detox, if you are not over 200 pounds, don't waste your time with that. Because people are making these products and they are not giving exception to using it. If I want to put my product online, what I told you is going to be, if you wear this pant, I want you to take it this way. If you eat this way, I want you to take it this way. And all of that needs to be specified on the medication, but it's not there. So sometimes many people, the hurricanes, with the 10 days and 30 days and all that they have online going on, don't just look at the online thing. It's not everybody saying nothing, know what they are saying. Many of them just want to make money. That's it.
Amen. Amen.
You have to examine yourself and say, do I need 10-day detox? Do I need 30-day detox? Those questions you got to ask yourself right before you go to that. And besides that, you want to make sure that the ingredients on the bottle, if it's 5, 10, 15, 100, and then write everything down. Get into your cell phone, go to Google, and try to figure out what all these are there. What is the benefit for you in this detox step?
Amen. Amen. Wonderful, wonderful advice. Thank you so much.
You have to do all of that. It's not because somebody said you must do it. No. You are your own doctor. Your city is the first doctor. When you eat food, you go to the doctor. The doctor says, how do you feel? That's the first question. Now, from the feeling, you're going to tell them, doctor will come up with a decision to say, okay, we need to get there, we need to get there, we need to get that. So somebody say you need to detox for 10 days. Ask yourself, say, do I need it? If somebody asks you for 30 days, always ask yourself, do I really need it? Before you ask all the questions, look at your diet. Look at your lifestyle. See how many times in a year, a month, or weeks, or days, you take something to clean it. Anytime you take something to clean your body, it's called detox. So there's no different word for cleaning your stomach. It's the same as detox. So if you're somebody who do that every 2-3 months, you don't need 10 days. You don't need 30 days. No. Mm-hmm. If you do that, it's going to be hurting yourself.
Amen. Amen. Always mighty words from the mighty woman. Thank you, Jesus. I appreciate you.
You are very welcome.
Mighty woman of God, thank you.
Thank you, Minister Manley. Our next caller, 4396, Sister Joycelyn. Talk to me. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you all doing tonight? It's a blessing to be here. Praise the Lord. The question that I have tonight is to ask her, while you're detoxing, and I know that you were saying earlier that it, you know, it's up to you, have to look at your own body, and you have to look at what do you really need. And the question that I have, while you're detoxing, do you think that it would interfere with your other medication that you're taking, or that's no problem at all? I don't have to worry about that. when I'm, you know, while I'm doing the detox. Is there a specific detox for each person?
Okay, you were cutting off. So you talk about medication. So what is the question again, please?
The question that I have is that with the while you're detoxing, is that would that be a problem bothering you with your other medication? Would it interfere with your other medication that you were taking while you're detoxing?
Medication, like the what?
Oh, I say like your high blood pressure medication that you're taking. Other.
Okay, wait, that's true. I got it. First of all, most of the blood pressure problem, the cholesterol problem, the type 2 problem, the heart disease problem, the kidney disease problem, every disease in the human body, it happens because the white blood cell, the red blood cell is all cluttered. So when all these blocks, there's no circulation in the body. The mitochondria cell that give you energy because of the blockages, it cannot give you energy anymore to excrete anything out of your body. And that's the reason why, especially when the blood acid is more than needed, required by God, when the blood acid is too much, there will be blood pressure problem. There will be all the different diseases you're thinking about in the human body. It comes because in many cases, it's because the blood acid is more than required by you to function well. So in this case, you will have to detox and open all the this is like the main pipe coming to your house from the street. So from the street, it's black. When it's black, you cannot get water in the house. Even if you get water in the house, it may not even be clean water. This is the same thing we think about the human body. Once the circulatory system that revolves in the human body with the blood to give you energy, when that circulatory system is cluttered up with undigested protein, undigested sugar, undigested carbs, undigested everything, disease will pop up. So detoxing is very, very necessary in the life of every mankind, if you want to live long. Some of the secret that people that live over 100 years, some of their secrets is the detox either once a week or every 2 weeks or once a month. But they don't let anybody know this secret.
Okay.
It's like you're not going to wear one piece of pen for 7 days. No, you don't. Because by the time you get to the 2 days, you say, this pen is, I don't feel good in it. It's smell, da, da, da. You start saying some stuff. So this is the same thing with the human body. We need, especially the stomach, we don't see in there, but we put everything in there. So how are we going to know that we are okay if we don't clean it out? We clean everything outside here. We clean our homes. We clean our cars. We clean everything except for this is, the stomach is the one that gives us life. If you don't take care of this life, life is going to fall short. So it's very necessary for us to pay very close attention to, you wake up in the morning, you don't feel good, you say, I don't feel good. After 2 days, you have not used the bathroom, it should be a concern. You say, you know what, I need to find something to drink it so I can be able to take the old food out of my stomach. So it doesn't sit down there to cause me feel for them.
Yeah.
So this is how it works.
Okay. All right, then. Well, thank you so very much, guys, for that information. I do appreciate it.
And when you are taking medication, don't worry about medication. Medication today is made for you to be sicker and sicker. It's got nothing to do with detox. The more you detox with those things, it will help you better.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, thank you so very much, okay? Thank you for that information. Mm-hmm.
You are very welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Joycelyn. There another tonight that has a question for Sister Dina. All right, Mother Pat 0400. Just 1 second. Hello there. Can you hear me, Mother Pat?
Yes, I can. And good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I was listening. Okay. I was listening.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I was listening to the very beginning. You say something about S-E-N-N-A, leaf. Sena, leaf.
Sena. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Now, that's like a laxative, isn't it?
That's correct.
Okay. So, now, I know sometimes I buy the Seneca tablet as a laxative and stuff. So what I'm wanting to find out, where do you get the leaves from, right, to make the tea?
Well, it doesn't have to. Anything you know that is a laxative, use it. It's the same as Sena.
Okay. So Sena is really the best.
Yes. S-E-N-N-A. You can use slippery elm, too.
You can do what?
You can also use slippery elm, too.
Okay. Do me a favor. Text that to Pastor Lisa, and she can send it to me, what you just said.
I'll send that to you. She said slippery elm, so I will text it to you as another alternative. And senna, S-E-N-N-A, senna leaves, the herbs that you can get in their most purest form. I know what you're talking about the senna cot. Senna cot, it actually has the senna leaf in it or senna herb, but it's better if you can use just the natural herbs. And you can use that in the form of a tea. You can buy senna tea from pretty much any herb shop. Sometimes you can get it from the grocery store in the form of bags. Senna, S-E-N-N-A. Just look for the natural, not anything mixed with it, but just look for the straight senna leaf tea. And you can purchase that sometimes from the grocery store, or you can get the loose leaf herbs from the herb shop.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll text that information. Mother Pat.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Praise God. Is there, we have about 5 more minutes left. We have time for about 1 more question. Is there anyone else that has a question tonight for Dr. Awani? It's been a great program, praise God, as we're getting ready to close out. Dr. Justina, we just thank God for you again. Thank God for you coming onto the program and sharing this valuable, really life-changing information with our Queen Talk broadcast audience. And we give you praise. I don't see that there are any additional questions. And so we're going to close the program out. But I always want to make sure and never assume, because, again, this is a ministry, praise the Lord, and the reason that we are here is to give God glory. And so I don't want to assume that everybody on the line is saved tonight. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we want to always present the opportunity to get to know him. So this is your invitation. Romans 10:9-10 tells us that if we but believe upon the Lord Jesus and confess with our mouth and believe in our heart upon him, that we should be saved. And all you have to do is just say a simple prayer that says, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I ask that you come into my life. I believe that you are the Son of the living God, that you came to this earth, that you lived, died, and was resurrected for my sins and the sins of this world. And I ask you to come into my heart and to take charge of my life for the rest of my life. And if you pray but that simple prayer, the word of God says even a child can understand, then we welcome you into the kingdom of God tonight. You are saved, and your name has been written into the Lamb's Book of Life. never to be erased again. Well, again, we thank God. We thank God for you. We give God all the praise. We thank God for Sister Justina. Praise God. Thank you so much for gracing us tonight and sharing this knowledge. The Word of God says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. We don't want you having a lack of knowledge. We want you to be well-informed. And so that's why we do programs such as this. So, again, we thank God and we give God all the praise, honor, and glory. We're going to close out tonight with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we just ask, Lord, that the Word of God and the message that went forth tonight, so that it was a blessing unto your people, that they will go forth, utilize it, Lord God, so that they will be able to be healthy, healed, and whole. And we give you, Father, all the praise, knowing again that it is your will that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. And we ask these things in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Justina. You all, Lord,
You're very welcome.
Amen. Thank you, Queens, for tuning in tonight. Go forth and have an awesome week, and to God be all the glory. We love you. Take care, and good night.
Don't know how, but you did it. Made a way. Standing here, not knowing how we'll get through this test. But holding on to faith, you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this. Figured out, and you're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap within your arms and step in. And everything we need you to supply. You got this in control, and now we know that you. Made our way when our backs were